All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Sambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I'm an executive consultant with Sambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And here's the way to get it done. Start off by using the system. Folks, the system works. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Use the system. It's already been created. It's time-tested and proven successful. Use the system. Hey, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. tomorrow in Japan. Good morning to our friends in Japan who are listening to this call. And here's what you can do. You can come to this call every week expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. The speakers that you hear on this call are people that are actually doing what we need to do to be successful in this business. They have the proof in the pudding, the fruits on the tree. Tonight is no exception whatsoever. Wait till I tell you who's on the call with us tonight. Now, listen, you hear people talking about being Japan certified. There is a certification process in your power zone that you need to fill out. There's a test, if you will, that you need to go through in order to be certified to do business with anyone in Japan. Even if you don't know anyone in Japan, folks, get into your power zone, get that certification done. Watch the video, take the test, you will pass and be certified because you never know what's coming up and you need to be prepared to do so. Now, Ambition 2017, August 31st, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, guys, you need to be registered for that event, period, end of story. If you're committed to your Ambit Energy business being a success, you want to be at Ambition 2017. Go into your power zone, get that registered. It's never going to be cheaper than it is right now. I think right now it's $169. Get it done. Invest in your business. But I will also tell you this. If you want to have a lot of success between now and then, I recommend that you also register for Power Trip. And you can go to ambitpowertrip.com. And register for that event. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas, April 20th, 21st, 22nd. You're going to hear from my co-founders and the top leaders in our company teaching you how to be successful in this business and what you need to do right now. So get registered. April 20th, 21st, 22nd. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. And we're going to get more details from that from our speaker for the evening. Now, I got to tell you something. I had an opportunity just a week or so ago to spend some time with Brian McClure and his wife, Betsy, at Pecan Bluff. And in one of the conversations I had with Brian, and we had a great time with all the people that were there, you know, had a wonderful war battle, if you will, with Chuck Chance on the softball field and played dominoes and then listened to a lot of skull sessions that really contributed to my growth and development. But one of the things kind of happened by accident. I learned something simply by being in the right place, asking the right question, and listening to the answer. And here it was. I asked Brian McClure, when was he going to travel again? And after he told me about the next two or three days and what his agenda was, he pulled out his phone, opened up his schedule, and told me what his schedule was between now beyond Power Trip in April. And folks, I got to tell you something. It is my desire to have my schedule be as full, as busy, and as significant as Brian McClure's. Yes, he had a few play days in the schedule, but he had a lot of work already scheduled to be done. Many of us look at a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day blitz session. That's his way of life, and that's why he's our founding national consultant, number one income earner, my dear friend. Welcome to the call, Mr. Brian McClure.
Hey there, it's Mary and Richard Amoedo. I guess you didn't get the memo that we're actually doing the call tonight. But we will gladly be Brian McClure.
So the eggs on my face, but everything I said about Brian was absolutely true. And also happy to have Mary and Richard Amoedo on the call. Take it away, guys.
you know, it's actually perfect that happened. because we just literally a couple of minutes ago came out of a really bad storm here in Frisco, Texas, and actually there's a huge tornado watch in the entire area that we live in, and we've watched, and our house got pummeled with hail. I mean, it was definitely a Texas snowstorm. We had never heard hail like we heard it before. It literally sounded like someone was jackhammering on our roof. The hail, we had golf ball size and tennis ball size and baseball size hail. I mean, it's just crazy. So we just didn't know where there was a tornado warning, a tornado touchdown about 45 minutes from our house. And, you know, we the sirens were going off, and we have a closet in the middle of our house on the first floor that we have designated as our closet for storms. And so we've kind of situated it so that we could empty it quickly and get our whole family of six in there with Richard's mom, too, and our three kids. And, you know, we knew exactly what to do. Our kids knew exactly what to do. They were like, okay, grab Zach. Let's go in this closet. We moved a shelf out, a small portable shelf out of the closet, had room for all of us in there, and grabbed some water, and we just didn't know how long we would be sitting there. But the thing is about it is we had a preparation plan for an unexpected storm. We had no idea. Today was a gorgeous day. It was 80 and sunny and beautiful. We had no idea that this evening we would be dealing with a tornado watch and sirens would be going off and hail would be pummeling our windows. I'm sure we are going to get to prospect a few roofers and hail damage people for cars. Deb Parker sent me a text and said we got to each get 10 quotes and talk to them all about Ambit. But, you know, I tell you all that because, you know, you're going to have a storm of life come. You just never know when it's going to happen. You never know when you're going to need additional time or additional money. But I'm telling you, it will happen. The storms come. This is life, and life is going to come at you at the least expected opportunity, you know. I remember one of my dear friends, Mark and Debbie Dawson, and Debbie and Mark spoke and shared their story a couple of ambitions ago. And Debbie was diagnosed with breast cancer, and luckily for them, they had built enough of a team and enough residual that while she was getting treated for cancer, her residual was taking care of her mortgage. And they prepared for the storm that they had no idea that anybody – that's a storm that nobody would expect would come your way. But luckily they dug their well before they needed their water, and that's just business. I mean, you got to look and see, what are you preparing for? Where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years? Yes, there's the things that you already want to prepare for. Maybe it's college education. Maybe it's retirement. Maybe it's buying a new house. But then there's the other stuff that you cannot possibly prepare for, but you want to be in a place where your time and your money is handled, that you're not a slave of somebody else. I remember a few years ago, my mom had triple bypass surgery in Houston. And I'm one of seven kids, and I'm the only one that doesn't live in Houston. All six of my siblings all live in Houston. But when she went through that surgery, the only person who could sit there every single day and stay overnight in her hospital room was me. Everybody else was tied to a job. They had to go do this. They had to go do that. And yes, could they have made it work? Yes. But I would certainly have the most flexibility to go be with her as long as I needed to be with her. And you want to have that kind of flexibility. When your friends and your family who are like family to you need you, you want to be able to act. You don't want to be tied to a job. You don't want to be tied and limited by finances or money. You want to have the freedom and flexibility to be there for the people that you care about when you want to be there, and, you know, and this is Ambit. I mean, it is not a easy business all the time, but it is simple what we do, you know. And if you really want to talk about easy and not easy, I look at these guys that are doing construction on the roadways in Dallas, and that's not easy. And I look at all the guys doing all the construction in the high rises that are being built all over Dallas, and that's not easy. Listen, what we do compared to what they do is very easy. Does it take work? Yes. It takes work. But where can you work for a few years and be able to take the rest of your life off? There's no other place that I know. I mean, you're going to work hard anyways. I remember working hard as an engineer. I remember working hard in the mortgage business. you know, but nothing's given me the kind of freedom that Ambit's given us. I mean, Richard and I have a lifestyle today that I never dreamed was possible. You know, I grew up in a family where both my parents worked, and they worked a lot. My mom worked two jobs. My dad worked two shifts. You know, they were trying to make ends meet with seven kids. And I just assumed that's what you did. You know, I went to college and thought I would get a better job than my parents. But, you know, you're going to work. But why not work smarter rather than working harder?
You know, Mary's talking about the preparation of life and everything. And I think one of the things that's valued the least is preparation. It's most of the time preparation is boring. There's a long process, and you know, along with preparation is practice. And when you look at this business, I think there's so many consultants that go out there, and even regionals and seniors, that their skills, I mean, they think because maybe they've promoted that they've got something down, and maybe you've got a few things down, but I watch so many stop practicing and preparing. And what I mean by that is, you know, Mary and I practice with each other. I practice with other consultants. Obviously, when I'm doing coaching with consultants, I'm practicing and walking it out and mocking conversations. And, you know, it keeps me sharp. It helps them grow. But if you're brand new in the business and you're kind of looking at this, yeah, we say the business is simple. And it is. It's a simple model. Compensation plan might be a little complicated at times until you promote a few times and figure out how everyone's getting paid all this money. But, you know, it is a simple business. The product we offer couldn't be more simple. You know, I mean, we don't have any products. I mean, love all that. I'm not trying to sell you guys on Ambit. But what looks grossly overlooked is because we say it's simple, people think, well, I join, I should be swinging for the fences, and I should be crushing it, you know, day one. And everyone starts off different. You know, the first five people you call may not be the best five people to call. You don't know. You don't know the season of life they're in. You don't know what their interpretation of network marketing is going to be. But then a lot of times I think what's really going on is because you've done no preparation. Yes, I understand we tell people to watch the Jumpstart video. Maybe you tell people to go to topambitleaders.com, Ambit University. Maybe your upline has their own training, you know, platform that they do. But we cannot expect new consultants to watch a video and then make a list and start calling people. I'm not saying we got a handhold, but those of you that are new in this business, whether you're brand new, you've been in enough time to get a little bit of struggle, get a little bit of, you know, get a little bit of rejection, try this on. And I'm not saying stop everything what you're doing, but at least take a little bit of time each day. Maybe you practice with, you know, someone that's at your local business presentation. And if you're not going to local business presentation, you're shooting yourself in the foot. That's all I can say. If there's not one within 50 to 100 miles of you, then I understand it's time for you to rise up and become a market leader in that area. Find out how to do that. Get with your upline. But those of you that are in a hotbed of just so many consultants, those that are promoted to executive and national, yellow jacket, purple jacket, black jackets, you guys got no excuse because you've got a market that is rich with leadership. And you should be spending time with people in your upline and downline and crossline to where you're getting to know them and to where you can say, listen, you know, I'm about to call my mom up here. I'm a little nervous because this is not the first thing that I've asked my mom to become a customer of, and I need to get the jitters off. Mock that conversation with someone. Don't just go run through a script on your mom. Make sure you've done something to build up your own self-confidence. Get through the rough patches, through the rough edges. And, you know, bottom line is this, it's not, you know, practice makes perfect. It's good practice that makes perfect. So make sure, you know, if you don't get it right the first or second time, do it again. Those of you guys that have been around Landmark Forum and have done Introduction Leaders Program, we did a lot of mocking, and we did mocking for hours and hours and hours. So we are always prepared for that objection. We are always prepared for that, you know, that cross-eyed look or whatever that might be, that bad body language. But that came from preparation. And you're starting, maybe this is your first network marketing company. Maybe it's your fifth. Maybe it's your 12th. I don't know what it is. And maybe you've never really ever prepared yourself. When I look at the leaders ahead of us as far as in regards to income and size of organization, when I look at Brian McClure and I look at Ray Mani and I look at Steve Thompson and I look at those guys and the years of preparation they logged – most of them not making very much money in network marketing. Some they did well, and some made tens of thousands. Some didn't make any money for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and then had a good run, and that company didn't do so well, and along came Ambit. They were prepared. They had 10 years, 12 years, 15 years logged in network marketing, and they were prepared for the right one. So now you've got the right one, but maybe you're not prepared for the right one. So are you going to make the investment in getting prepared for the right one now? Or are you going to do what some people do? Because they're not prepared and they're sitting in the right one, what they do is they look for another thing outside of them that they think is going to make them better. And here's what I can tell you. If it's not inside you, you're not going to find it outside of you. You know, very few people value where they are. Therefore, where they end up, they don't value where they are there. So we've got to value where we are right now and do the preparation, do the legwork, and go through the grit and the pain of learning, the grit and pain of going through a process that every successful leader in Ambit Energy has ever had to do.
You know, you talk about preparation too. Some of you guys prepare yourselves and you think that your preparation is enough for your whole team. So you're trying to carry your entire team, or you're trying to manage your team inside of what you know. Listen, there is no shortcutting preparation for everybody in the business. Everybody's got to pull their own weight. We went to church service this morning with Doug and Julie Parker, executive consultants. And, you know, a lot of you heard Doug on his Ambitious Radio. But, you know, one of the things the pastor talked about was carrying your own load. And that goes true in relationships that he was talking about, but that goes true in this business too. You cannot carry the load of somebody else. You cannot carry their preparation for them. You've got to show them the way and lead them. And I'm going to speak to some of you seniors and executives who you're doing the work for them, and you're cheating your people of their own training and development so that when they get to seniors and executives, they don't have the muscle for building a team because you did it for them, or you did the you used your preparation and you carried their weight. And so when they get to senior, they get to executive, they don't know what to do. They've got a weak business and weak leadership skills because you cheated them of the opportunity for them to grow and develop themselves in this business. So there's no free lunch in this business. It does take work. It does take preparation. But boy, the work and preparation in Ambit is way easier than anything I've ever been a part of. It certainly was easier than getting through engineering school. It certainly was easier than managing a mortgage business. It is something that is fun and that can really cross all areas in your business. When you sharpen the saw in this business and you hone your skills in this business, because we're in the people business, you're gonna develop your people skills. You're going to be able to utilize that in your relationships, in your marriage, with your kids, with your friends. You're going to be more effective in general with people, which then enhances your life in general. And I think if you look across the board with all the consultants that have a success in this business, for the most part, everybody has really great quality of life because they translate these skills that they've learned in this business into their life, and there's no getting past that. You all have to carry your own weight. You all have to carry your own load.
You know, it's why I always tell, I tell everyone build the business right, right? But when I'm talking to seniors on our team and seniors out of our team, I say, listen, build your senior code right. Build it well, because when you get promoted to executive, you're going to need that senior code to fund your operations for building your executive code. Because if you build it and it's built on a house of cards, if it's built synthetically, there's whatever you've got going on inside of that, then what happens is you get to executive and the faucet stops. And then, you're just building you make great money as an executive and go build that weekly check and go build your residual at a higher level than you did before. But wouldn't it be nice if you still had $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a week coming in, from your senior business, where you've got $4,000, $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month in CLB money coming in monthly while you're building your executive business? it is so crucial. It's the same reason why, I mean, I did the same thing with our executive business. You know, we built it right. You know, we got to national. We did not have to worry about any payments, any bills, anything whatsoever, any of the extras, because we prepared our business for growth. We prepared it for success, and we're preparing our national code for success. And, you know, and part of that preparation is, I know everyone's hot and excited about Japan, and maybe some of you aren't because you don't know someone in Japan. That's not a problem. I promise you, if you just start opening up your mouth and start talking to people, and you've heard this over and over again, and I hope it doesn't sound like white noise, who do you know in Japan? Who do you know that lives in Japan? Who do you know that ever taught English in Japan? Who? Japan, Japan, Japan. I mean, pretty soon you might be speaking Japanese before you're all said and done. So, you know, you just need to make sure you're doing that, because that's part of your preparation. But it's not the only thing you're doing. Never take your eyes off your own backyard, unless your backyard's Colorado, and then you should always be looking at the mountains and stuff like that. But no, just never take your eyes off your own backyard. There's so much density in Ambit with what we have. You don't know that next person that you sponsor on your third, fourth, fifth, eighth level, whatever. That could be the next person that, oh, yeah, no, I spent 20 years in Japan. You've got to drive and dig for gold and just let your organization take you where you need to go. Never compare. You're going to see people that get off to a nice start with Japan. You're going to see people that get off with a slow start. You're going to see people that don't have anything going on in Japan maybe for a while. Do not make the mistake of comparing yourself to the results other people are having. Always look to see, what do I need to do to become better? But never look at somebody else's success and diminish who you are, where you are in that given moment, because you're taking away from your intrinsic value that you have to depart and impart into somebody else with this opportunity.
While we're talking about building it right in Japan, I just want to remind you all that if you have an ad on Craigslist in Japan, or if you have an ad anywhere on any website or any paper, anything in Japan, immediately please take it down. If you know of anybody doing it, you got to take it down, because we are not fully operational in Japan, and that could be a detriment to us receiving our full regulatory approvals. And so we all are independent consultants, and we all are the CEO of our own company. So I want you as a field to protect my business. I'm going to protect your business. You've got to protect each other's businesses. So if you've got something like that out there, you need to take it down, and you have to be diligent with policing each other, because this is a huge opportunity for all of us, and we do not want one rogue consultant to ruin it for the whole bunch of us. So it's really, really important that we do things the right way, that you're following guidelines and regulations. I mean, it's just, you know, very, very critical that you're doing that. I know a lot of you are chomping at the bit. You want to just fly over there and talk to all the people you know. It's not in your best interest to do that right now. There's absolutely nothing you can do. You cannot sign people up. There's nothing to show them. There's no video website. You can show them our website, but that's not going to translate for most Japanese people. So your best bet is to hold tight, keep playing the who do you know game, keep making contacts, expanding your list, keep showing the plan now here in the States, work on getting promoted in the compensation plan so that you can position yourself to get the most out of that Japanese launch. So it's just very critical that you do things the right way, that you focus on what's important right now, which is building your business stateside. I mean, there's plenty to go around, and I promise you, if we never opened up another state, another country, or any other market, there is still plenty to go around. So just don't lose focus on what's most important.
The other thing about Japan is, don't worry about what you don't know yet. We don't know that. I mean, I get questions all the time about, well, what's our savings going to be? What, we got 1 year, 2 year guaranteed savings, this, that, and the other. We don't know. I mean, and so don't worry about that, because we're all going to know at the same time. As soon as Chris Chambliss decides when it's good and ready and safe to do it, everyone's going to have access to the same information at the same time. When we launch business presentations over there in Osaka and Tokyo and trainings, everyone's going to know. It's all going to be accessible in the power zone. So again, Don't let what you don't know right now hold you back from doing what you need to be doing. And Mary's absolutely right. If you're a marketing consultant, when Japan opens, you want to be a regional or you want to be a senior. If you're a regional, you definitely want to be a senior. If you're a senior, you want to be as close as possible to executive. And if you're knocking on the door of executive, get it done ASAP. Don't sleep. But you got to eat. But you got to sleep a little. But you get the sense of what I'm saying. You just got to do whatever you've got to do and don't allow yourself to wiggle room. You know, the thing about value and preparation is it's the little stuff that matters. I mean, when it comes to health, finances, marriage, relationships, your relationship with your kids, all of that is a day-to-day, hand-to-hand combat. I mean, it's easy to just ignore the little things because on a day-to-day basis, it just has very little impact on you. But when you start stacking up weeks and months and years, then the cost to turn it around or to make it right is so much harder. So you've got a choice right now when you get off this call. You got to pause and just go, okay, listen, what do I need to put in check right now? What do I need to get real about right now? Because you know what? I don't know when the next life storm's coming. And listen, you don't have to have enough residual income coming in, you know, to prepare yourself and that would cover all your bills to prepare yourself for the next right storm. As long as you've got enough, CLB money coming in weekly, you know, that's enough to get you through the storm. So don't think, well, gosh, I won't have my residual where it needs to be because my residual needs to be $4,000 a month. I'm only at $500. I'm only at $50. Whatever it is you're at, you might think it's going to take me 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 years to get to the residual that I need to prepare for the next life storm. So I hope the next life storm doesn't come in. No. If you are building in your code and you are building your weekly check, your residual is going to grow. But that weekly check can protect you from a spouse losing their job, from a health issue showing up in your family, from something happening at your job or abroad, whatever that might be, whatever happens with the economy, that weekly check can protect you. And if that weekly check is steady, if it's consistent, if it's growing, whatever it might be, then what that means is your residual is inherently growing each and every month.
You know, part of preparation is getting plugged in. And I know Bear talked about Power Trip. That's coming up April 20th through the 22nd. Power Trip for the Leadership Breakfast is just about sold out. I mean, Richard and I did not know whether or not we're going to be here for Power Trip, and we didn't get tickets. And I don't know if we're actually going to be here, but I went to online to buy tickets tonight. We're supposed to already be in Japan. To help with the launch of Japan with the company. But the thing is we went ahead and bought our tickets because we just don't know. We're waiting just like everybody else is. We know just as much as you do. And so we went ahead and bought our tickets, and I'm telling you, the Leadership Breakfast is just about sold out because there were times where I was going to buy it, and it said it was unavailable because somebody else had those tickets, those last few tickets, in their shopping cart. So I just refreshed and refreshed and refreshed until they became available and I bought my tickets. So moral of the story is, if you haven't already bought your ticket, make sure you buy it. Go to ambitpowertrip.com because those are selling out very, very, very fast. And I'm telling you, it's like one of my favorite events at Ambit Energy. No matter where I am and how long we've been here, no matter how much confidence I have in our company and the opportunity and our co-founders, every single Power Trip that I go to, my confidence level soars. My vision of the business and what's available for our family and our community expands. And so get yourself to Power Trip. I don't care where you live in the country. Get yourself to Power Trip. Some of you are going to have to book a flight. Some of you are going to have to drive 12 hours. Some of you are going to have to drive 26 hours. I don't care where you are. Get yourself to Power Trip and get your team to Power Trip because it's going to be the difference maker. It is going to be, it will definitely take your business to a whole new level if you allow it to. And then obviously the Mac Daddy of all events is going to be Ambition. It's over Labor Day weekend. And I am telling you right now, yes, you will get qualified for special promotions going to Ambition. Yes, you will qualify for promotions right now that are going on until April 14th if you register for Ambition. But this will be a very, very unique and very, very special Ambition because Richard and I are planning on coming back from Japan with a whole slew of Japanese people at their very first Ambition. So it's going to be a very, very exciting Ambition, and you want to be a part of that. You want to be a part of making Ambit history. So get yourself registered for that event. You can go to the Event Center and get details for that. It's events.ambitenergy.com. And I want to remind you, too, that Ambition is $149 for all new marketing consultants in their first 30 days of being in the business. So always, always, no matter what the registration fee is. And then I also want to remind you that if you are not certified with a Japanese certification yet, when our videos go live, you will not have access to it. It will only be accessible for those who are Japan certified. So as you get new consultants in the business, it's very important that you have them do the general certification as well as the Japanese certification. So very, very important that you handle those, because you'll have a slew of people saying, my website's on, my website's on. Well, it's because they're not certified yet. So just make sure that you're telling your people, you're telling your team, and you're getting them registered for that event.
It's not because they're not certified. It's because they didn't prepare.
Yes, that's right. They didn't prepare, just like we told you to prepare.
So drive it home through your downlines. Make sure they get themselves prepared and certified, and it'll be gravy. You know, the thing some of you guys know, I don't normally watch a whole lot of football these days. I mean, Ray's probably flipping over right now going, what do you mean you don't watch a whole lot of football? What else are you going to do? But this past year, I did watch almost every game that the Cowboys played. And I am a fan, not a fanatic. Some people call me a fair weather fan, but I consider myself a fan. The reason why is because I really like what happened when I saw Dak Prescott show up and the leadership that came up from this third string quarterback and led this team to the playoffs. I watched the most football ever this year, and I actually kind of got back into it a little bit and actually learned some of the new rules that are in play. But one of the things that had me thinking about this topic, I'm not going to talk about the Cowboys. We got way too many New England fans and Jets on Giants on the line. But I was thinking about this. A lot of you guys are selling Ambit. A lot of you guys are trying to convince people that Ambit's a good idea. You got to stop doing that. It's slowing you down. I promise you, you know, Bill Belichick with the Super Bowl champions of the Patriots, he is not selling that the Patriots is a good idea to play for them, right? He is not selling that. It is clear, plain as day, because they know. And there's people that you're trying to convince. You're a part of a Super Bowl team here. I mean, you look at this company. This company has kicked tail in the energy industry, has led the market in every market that we go into. We're now kicking tail in network marketing industry, 4,000 companies worldwide, and this baby little company that is in 16 states and about to be in two countries is 13th in the world. I mean, good Lord. I mean, no one has seen an opportunity like this before, and sometimes they make the mistake of putting it in two buckets. Oh, that's just another energy company, another alternative provider. Or, oh, that's one of those, you know, pyramid schemes, one of those, oh, yeah, the network marketing. My dad did that back in the 70s and 80s and whatever that is. And they throw it in those buckets. Listen, I don't spend a lot of time trying to convince them that it's not in those buckets, but I usually just ask for just a couple of minutes to say, listen, you know what, this is not what you're thinking. This is not your grandma's network marketing company. You know, this energy company has done phenomenal things across the board. It's done things in network marketing that no one else has ever done. And if you're willing to look at the facts, I'm willing to show those to you. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. No one is entitled to their own facts, okay? The facts are the facts. So you guys, stop selling Ambit. Stop letting yourself get slowed down. I promise you, as you promote to regional, senior, executive, you're going to pick up the ones that were too slow to respond when you first talked to them, or they were in a poor season of life and they couldn't see anything else. That's fine. I don't really care what code they come in. This as long as they come in. You know, I look over the past 10 years at me and Mary being in the business, and you know what? Everyone we talked to when we were marketing consultants didn't join. Some of them joined when we were regionals. Some of them joined when we were seniors. You know, I had someone that was on the hook for 5 years, another one that was on the hook for 8 years, but I didn't spend minutes a day worrying about them. I didn't spend minutes a month worrying about them. I just made sure they were on my list, and when the time was right, I would ping them every now and again. But I made sure I kept myself busy with people right in front of me that wanted to hear. And, yes, more people told us no than told us yes. But the ones that said yes are the ones that we went to go create a fortune with. And we're so incredibly grateful for the people that have come on our team. And we're more incredibly grateful, really, for just the system that Jerry and Chris prepared for us, and I mean prepared. They didn't launch this company, you know, just on a whimsical idea. Jerry put systems in place and tested them for months. And then Chris, preparation, when it came to the compensation plan, finally when they were ready to open up the doors, almost a year later, before they opened up the doors for the marketing plan, and then we launched. And though we didn't necessarily launch every market that we've ever launched, we haven't launched flawless, because there's always that bucket of what you don't know, you don't know. But guys, you're with the right company that will handle the problems in a manner that works, a manner that's sustainable. And I don't know if you can ask anything else of an ownership team, an executive team, than doing that. So guys, your job is get yourself prepared. Make this week a week that you've never, ever had before in your Ambit business, and charge for the hills, and make sure you do not let yourself get held back by somebody who doesn't quite get it yet. You get it, so you run with it. You'll find the right people that need to get it, and you'll run with those people. The other ones can catch up later. Thanks, Bear. I appreciate it. That's all we got for tonight, brother.
Well, I tell you what, you guys did a phenomenal job for not being Brian McClure. Thank you guys for being on the call. You were awesome. Folks, you're going to probably want to hear this one again. A lot of great information. Go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. We're going to have this call with Mary and Richard listed there in a couple of days, and you'll be able to not only listen to it yourself, but share it with your team. And I really encourage you to heed the advice, especially about advertising in Japan and getting prepared for what's coming up, and being confident in what you have in this company. Great call. Thanks very much. I'm going to open up the line so that you can say thanks yourself. Here we go.